I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
When visits to the litter box increase, it's time to check for a possible UTI. Cats and people suffer from many of the same illnesses, a common one being urinary tract infections. Veterinary pet insurance reports that urinary bladder infections, the urinary bladder is part of the urinary tract, were the most common medical condition affecting cats and claims it processed in 2012. Failure to treat the infections can lead to kidney infection and the formation of stones. Before treatment can start, however, a cat's veterinarian must identify the cause. Most infections are bacterial and usually involve only one organism, says Dr. Johnston. The incidence of bacterial UTIs increases with age in cats with chronic kidney disease. One study identified an increased incidence of bacterial UTIs in Abyssinians and spayed female cats. A bacterial UTI occurs when the cat's normal defense mechanisms break down, allowing the bacteria to multiply. The bacteria travel up from the urethra into the bladder and may extend from the bladder into the kidneys. Symptoms include frequent urination in small amounts, straining to urinate, difficulty urinating, discolored urine, malodorous urine, and inappropriate urination. One way to determine if your cat has a problem is to watch for changes in litter box behavior. A cat with a UTI will be in the litter box much more frequently than normal, Dr. Johnston says. And if your cat has used the litter box consistently and suddenly starts eliminating elsewhere, you should contact a veterinarian promptly. A physical examination, urinalysis, and urine culture would be the first order of business if you suspect a UTI. Highly alkaline urine that contains bacteria and an overabundance of white blood cells in a urine sample collected in a sterile fashion is suggestive of a UTI, but a urine culture is required for definitive diagnosis. The veterinarian will probably prescribe a course of antibiotics. Their administration usually clears up a simple bacterial infection. It's important for owners to continue giving their cat the antibiotic even if symptoms abate. Stopping too soon may allow residual bacteria to remultiply. That can cause the infection symptoms to return and also may promote bacterial resistance during a second round of antibiotics. Stones can irritate the urinary tract, and if they grow large enough, can block the flow of urine. If the stones become lodged in the urethra, the affected cat faces a potentially fatal veterinary emergency. The ultimate prognosis for alleviating recurring UTIs varies, depending on whether the underlying cause of the infection can be determined. A cat with a simple first-time UTI has an excellent chance of recovery, as long as the owner makes sure he completes the full course of antibiotics. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.